This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This week, plagiarism undid the editors of the New York Times. An alleged extreme lack of candor got Martha Stewart indicted. And then there was the real news. Sammy Sosa grounded out into a broken bat baseball scandal. When Sosa's bat broke open, revealing the unnatural presence of cork, a public discussion erupted among baseball fans across America. How bad is this? And what's an appropriate punishment for it? So we assembled a panel of three federal judges, all with strong Chicago connections, all of them baseball fans. For Abner Mikva, retired chief judge of the U.S. Court of Appeals, Sammy Sosa's punishment should be tempered in view of his character.
If this is the only bat, and if this is the one aberration in judgment, and, you know, people are entitled to some measure of benefit from their character, and Sosa has been a really good professional athlete. He's not acted like a hot dog. He doesn't swagger. He doesn't throw his weight around, and I really think that he ought to be given some benefits for his good character.
So in as far as you're concerned, in his pre-sentencing hearing here, his character would count for something?
It certainly would, and I think his character has been good, and I think that a fine and a suspension are adequate punishment for what was basically a mistaken judgment, which he admitted. He fessed up to it, and we ought to see if he can get his swing back without corks.
Now that this is another point here, that he didn't have his swing. He was in a slump.
He was in a slump, and again, I can't believe that he really thought that using a cork bat would bring him out of it. If anything, a slugger like Sosa needs more weight, not less.
But if some prosecutor were to try to make the case that it beggars belief that in the middle of a slump, Mr. Sosa happened to make the mistake, he obviously was trying to gain an extra advantage at this moment. And,
well, it depends. If you were arguing, if the prosecutor were arguing that to a Chicago jury, I'd bet on Mr. Sosa. What would happen in New York? I don't know.
Do you think this is a case perhaps of the near nullification of the rules of baseball?
It is something that shouldn't go unpunished, but I don't think that this is the equivalent of gambling on baseball games or some of the other offenses, or throwing games or some of the other offenses that have led to serious punishment.
And you're saying this as a White Sox fan?
I'm saying this as a White Sox fan. I wish them a minimum of great success.
Well, Judge Mikva, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You bet.
Abner Mikva was a Democratic appointee to the bench. Judge Harry Leinenweber is a Republican appointee and a Cubs fan. He's a U.S. District Judge in Chicago. Judge Leinenweber says Sosa broke a rule, but it matters whether he did so intentionally or not. Sammy Sosa claims his misdeed was inadvertent and that the bat in question was unique. When 76 others were examined, no tampering was found, and Judge Leinenweber sounds sympathetic.
The only bat that had cork was the one that was broken. On the other hand, he used the bat. He claims that he had a cork bat because he liked to use it in pregame batting practice to give the fans a thrill, which I'm certain there's nothing wrong with that.
You can buy that explanation. You think that he's being sincere about that?
Yeah, I could buy that. I mean, a lot of people, like golfers, may very well have one of these illegal drivers, which they might use for a long driving contest or an exhibition where they wouldn't dare use it in a tournament situation.
How does this case strike you in the scale of public misdeeds by very public professional athletes, say?
Well, it all depends. If he deliberately did it, that's obviously worse than if it was inadvertent. I would assume that he'll be dealt with fairly and will receive some punishment. He's already received some punishment. He got kicked out of the game very publicly, cost his team a run, which could, but didn't, fortunately, for a Cub fan, anyway. Cost him the game.
And if all of this were happening to a member of the White Sox or the St. Louis Cardinals?
Well, I would like to think that I would think the same treatment should be meted out.
But we are human.
Yeah, well, obviously, as a Cub fan, it's been, 1908 plus 2003, only been 95 years since we've had a World Series victory, and 55 years since we've had a pennant, in 14 years since we had a division title.
So the Cubs are throwing themselves on the mercy of the court here.
Right. That ought to count for something.
Well, Judge Leinenweber, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're today. Welcome.
And now to Judge Leinenweber's colleague on the federal bench, Senior Judge Prentice Marshall. And Judge Marshall is senior, both in tenure on the bench and also in tenure as a baseball fan.
If you're really convinced that it was an intentional misuse of a contraband instrument, maybe a couple of weeks suspension. He's going to be hurt otherwise with his endorsements and the fans. Right field is a tough place to play in any ballpark, and he's going to be greeted.
Yeah, well, that's the old he's suffered enough anyway approach to sentencing, I guess. But having been a baseball fan for quite a while now, yes?
70 years. Right.
Do you think that this particular case is the baseball equivalent of driving 75 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone, i.e. something that most of the cars on the road are probably doing at various times, or something really out of the ordinary, something egregious and wrong?
Well, I'd hesitate to use egregious. It's wrong. This is something that has blemished the game. Not as much as Pete Rose, for instance.
By gambling,
The gambling on the game, gambling while he was manager. Those are stakes that are carved out pretty clearly. This is one that there's a story in the paper today by a professor from Yale who says that the cork in the bat may diminish the power of the swing.
This is Professor Adair, the one-time official physicist of Major League Baseball.
He's written a book, Physics of Baseball. I think I'm going to get it.
Well, Judge Marshall, thank you very much.
Thank you for
sharing your judicial reasoning with us for a while.
Okay.
Judge Prentice Marshall, we also heard from Judge Harry Leinenweber and Judge Abner Mikva. What did we learn from our ad hoc panel of federal judges? Well, all three of them mentioned what physicist Robert Adair has said about the questionable benefits of corking a bat as somehow belittling the gravity of the offense. Expert scientific testimony seems to count for a lot here. All three jurists say suspend Sammy Sosa for anywhere from a couple of games to at most a couple of weeks and fine him. And then, according to at least a two-judge majority, pray for Sammy Sosa and for the Cubs to win a pennant.